Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
A mixed close for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures today. The front end of the feeder cattle were 85 higher in May at 127.45 as we wind down the May contract. The August down 55 at 132 even. September finished at 37 lower at 133.37. And then the live cattle were 45 higher in June at 99.17. August up 42 at 99.27. And on out in December and February, they were down about 12 points. The box beef at midday was down again. Choice has come down to $4.09, somewhere around $60 or $70 off of its high, but it was down $5.43 at midday for choice. Select was down $5.24 at $389.60. That's about almost $60 off of its high. So box beef is really coming down here. The kill today was 99,000 head. It got as low as around 70,000, so the kills are really coming back as well. Last week at this same time, it was 89,000, so 10,000 over last week. So it is coming back. It's still below the 120,000 that you would expect. The feeder cattle index is 125.73, which is really a little bit below where the May feeder cattle are currently trading.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex heifers, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Grain markets were pretty quiet today. Corn up a penny, soybeans down 2, Chicago wheat up 1, Kansas City down 4-5. The cotton today really lifted up here. December up 124, 59.17 on that December cotton. And that's near the highest levels we've seen really going back some time. Back in April 30th, it got up to 59.50 on December. Today's high was 59.26. So we're testing those highs. And it seems like there's a little bit of adverse weather in the future here for some of the main growing areas, and then of course the countries opening back up, and hope that the U.S. and China can make some sort of agreement in terms of trade, and that'll move some cotton. So cotton today was a little bit higher. We really needed to get through that April 30th high to keep going on up. The stock market has been all over the place today. Currently the Dow's down about 180 at 24,303. One of the big announcements today, the Trump administration outlined some additional information for that food assistance program. It looks like they've defined some of the payments at this point for corn, beans, wheat, cotton, and even the live cattle markets. So that was thought to be helpful to the overall ag economy. More details will continue to trickle out of that as we get closer to the May 26 sign-up date.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.